describes the kingdom. Matthew 13, verses 51 and 52, by Robert C. Newman. Our passage here in the NIV reads like this, Matthew 13, 51 through 52. "Have you understood all these things?" Jesus asked. "Yes," they replied, disciples. He said to them, "Therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of a storeroom new treasures as well as old." In context, this passage comes at the end of the kingdom parables in Matthew 13. Jesus has just told the disciples seven parables about the kingdom of heaven. He has unpacked some of these parables for his disciples, 1, 2, and 7, and the others, 3, 4, 5, and 6, have been left unexplained. So Jesus has unpacked the parable of the sower and the parable of the wheat and the weeds, 1 and 2, and the parable of the dragnet, parable 7. But parables 3 and 4, the mustard seed and the leaven, and 5 and 6, the hidden treasure and the pearl of great price, have been left unexplained. Of these latter parables, 3, 4, 5, 6, some are still argued over nearly 2,000 years later. It's thus something of surprise that the disciples claim to understand them all, but we'll not go into that. The word which the NIV translates teacher of the law is actually translated scribe, more traditional translation, by the King James Version, the New King James Version, the Revised Standard Version, the New Revised Standard Version, New American Standard Bible, and the New American Standard Bible updated. Originally, a scribe was one who wrote or copied documents in those ages before printing was invented, or later before typewriters or word processors became prominent. However, before the end of the Old Testament period, the term has broadened from one who just copies documents to cover one who specialized in the study of the Bible. It would be called a scribe of the law or something of that sort. We see an example of that in Ezra the scribe in chapter 7, verse 1 of Ezra. "Now after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia," this would be 460 or something like that, B.C., "there went up Ezra, son of Sariah, son of Azariah, son of Hilkiah," and goes through his whole genealogy, "down to son of Aaron, the chief priest," that is, went up from the Babylon area. "This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a scribe, skilled in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all he requested, because the hand of the Lord his God was upon him." And then a few verses further on, verse 11. "Now this is a copy of the decree which King Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the priest, the scribe, learned in the words of the commandments of the Lord and his statutes to Israel." So here we see Ezra characterized as a scribe skilled in the law of Moses, learned in the words of the commandment of the Lord. Scribes in the New Testament. Most of the occurrence of the word scribe, grammateus, in the New Testament appear in the accommodation of scribes and Pharisees. Since these were among the most adamant opponents of Jesus, the term usually does not have a good connotation. In spite of this, Jesus gives a place for scribes of the kingdom among his followers, both in our passage here and in Matthew 23:34. And it doesn't seem to be that he's doing this as though he just as a in the same way that he does with tax collectors and harlots, etc. This actually seems to be some kind of a office among the Christians. So here in Matthew 23:34, Jesus, in his denunciation of the scribes and the Pharisees, says, "Therefore, behold, I am sending you prophets and wise men and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, so that upon you may fall the guilt of all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar." Back to our passage. Let's look at what our passage teaches on the subject. That's in the second verse, 52. "He," Jesus, "said to them, therefore every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures, as well as old." So in our passage here, Matthew 13:52, Jesus tells us something about the responsibility of what we might call the kingdom scribe or the Christian scribe, and the method of the kingdom scribe. Let's have a look at each of these. The responsibility of the kingdom scribe. Christian scribes have the responsibility of teaching others, even while still learning themselves. If you think about where this passage occurs in Matthew, Matthew 13, into Matthew 13, this passage occurs in the latter part of Jesus' Galilean ministry, and this will then transition over into Jesus' private ministry to his apostles. So much of the education of the apostles still lies ahead of them, and yet they're still pictured as having this responsibility. And their responsibility is not for what they don't know, but for what they already know and understand. Note the immediate context. They had just understood Jesus' parables on the kingdom, and he says, therefore, every scribe trained in the kingdom of heaven, etc. So once you come to understand something, you have some responsibility then to teach others. Method. Christian scribes should teach like a householder, showing off his prized possessions. Now, we could say lots of other things about method, but we're sticking to what this passage has to say about method. And you remember what it said back there. It says, every scribe who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house, a householder, who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. Well, what's that about? Christian scribes should teach like a householder, showing off his prized possessions. When you go to visit somebody, they often like you to see their prized possessions. So we should be like that in teaching God's Word. We should be enthusiastic. We should be anxious that others see the treasure of God's Word. So you come to visit somebody, they may take you over to their cabinet, display cabinet, and show you some things that have been in the family for generations. Or they may show you some thing they picked up on a travel somewhere in Europe or Asia. They may bring out their best silverware for you to eat with and that sort of thing. So that's the picture here. Be enthusiastic, anxious that others see the treasure of God's Word. And then teach both old and new things. So the householder, perhaps you've been there 2 years before, and now you're staying with the fellow or the woman, and he or she brings out not only the stuff you've seen before, but brings out new things that they've acquired since then. So teach both old and new things. Don't neglect the basic truths that now seem so simple to you, because repetition is very important. People need to be reminded of things. So Paul and Peter both say that on occasion. And it reminds us that as scribes of the kingdom, we need to keep studying. We don't just get there and arrive and stop studying. We need to keep studying so that we can always be showing others new truths from God's Word. So be enthusiastic, anxious that others see the treasure of God's Word. Teach both old and new things. So be like a householder bringing out of his treasure things old and things new. Well, some conclusions. This talk was originally given as a sermon in the chapel at Biblical Theological Seminary, Biblical School of Theology it was called then, in January 1973, where the audience was primarily faculty and students preparing to be pastors, that is, Christian scribes. But not everybody in the audience were the faculty and students or staff there and such. And in a sense, all Christians are called to be scribes. We're all called to be students of God's Word. Some of us may get paid for that, and some of us may not, but we're all called to be scribes. We're all called to be experts in God's Word. Not just experts in knowing what it says, but experts in doing what it says. We should all be practicing what we preach and continually learning so that we may practice and preach the way of life more accurately and therefore be of greater and greater benefit to the people that we know, whether they be to our parishioners, or our Sunday school class, or whether they're just our friends. Well, that's the end of this very brief talk, and my prayer is that may God help us to to be faithful scribes of his kingdom. Amen.